Hey everyone, it's Ashley. Welcome to Just Cuts Different. Welcome back to the Just Cuts Different series. This is actually our last episode of this series. I can't believe it. And gosh, I'm kind of like sitting here reflecting on all the people we've had on the show, and it's truly been a blessing and honor. I'm so grateful. And I couldn't think of a better way to end this series than with two of my dear, dear friends. So today I have Jackie and Ashley on. Both of them I used to work with forever. I miss them so much. So it was so fun to catch up and just chat. They both have been in the industry for well over 20 years. They are a wealth of knowledge. They are people that are going to give you ton advice. They love to build and grow the service provider, and they're always looking for what is next to build and help, grow the business. So they both work for a 7-location salon and spa, Lords and Ladies, and it's outside of the Philadelphia area, kind of in between Philadelphia and Reading. If you guys are looking for a place to call home and you just haven't found it yet, definitely check them out. They have a ton of education. And like I said, they want to grow you. They want you to be successful. So if you're looking for the place that's going to teach you how to really grow your roots in this business, this is that place. Everything is in the show notes. Definitely check them out. So we're going to dive right into this conversation. We started talking about stylists and, you know, where we see them going, what's new, what's going on now. So listen in.
Stylists are seeing more clients that are getting technique work. So it's multiple services on a ticket. It's not your, when I was doing hair, my bread and butter was root touch up.
Yeah.
Where the stylists that, the younger stylists and the stylists that are 10 years and under doing hair, like they're not our veteran stylists or stylists that have been here 15 plus that still have that bread and butter client, they're seeing a lot of technique work. So of course, you know, we have to charge for each technique. The root taps, the root smudges, the balayage, all the technique work, it's creating a higher ticket so that it pushes out. It lasts more, it's grown out. It's, you know, it's the grown out color. It's more natural looking, so it pushes the client to 12 weeks.
And I think Jackie made a good point about when you're having multiple services done at one time. I think as stylists, we don't always charge, you know, correctly. Sometimes we spend the client's money for them. We're, you know, scared to charge really what our worth is. So I think that's super important when you are doing multi-technique work and when you are spending the extra time or using the extra product on the client's hair, that you are charging accordingly because you're worth it. You're worth the time. So, you know, make sure you're, you know, I always say don't hit a home run, but make sure you're charging accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like stylists are less scared to do that now? Or do you still feel like that's there?
I feel like it's a mix out of all 7 locations. Some of the stylists feel, it's confidence. It's all about, to me, it's a confidence issue and it's the relationship they have with the client. So if it's a client they have that relationship with, it's easier to have the conversation. If it's a newer client to them, it's just tough to break the ice and go over the prices. Cause like Ash said, it's, you feel like your hands in their pocket, but so it's getting that mindset shift to not spend the client's money, to allow the client. We had an artist in January, and I just used this again yesterday with an esthetician. So if you go to a steakhouse, you go to the best steakhouse in wherever, and You walk into the steakhouse, you sit at the table, and they bring out the best steak in the restaurant and a glass of water. And that's it. And then they bring you your bill and they walk away. And they never ask you for any sides, your salad. They don't offer you dessert. It's the same concept in the salon or the med spa. We have to offer. So the client shows us a picture. Here's what I'll need to do today to get you to that. And you have to offer the services that take care of the client, and as well as retail. It's like, mm-hmm. What does at-home care look like?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to do at home to maintain that look? So it's just an education piece and it's an offering.
Yeah. I also think sometimes we make the mistake with the first time you see the client that you don't go through all that. So you do all of this because you want to win them as a new client, and you feel like maybe you're doing them a little bit of a favor by not charging for everything, but it makes that conversation that much more difficult the next time, because the client in their mind thinks, well, I got the same service I did last time, why am I paying more? So I think it's so important as a service provider that you have that difficult conversation the first time and really make sure you're thorough so that you're not faced with that challenge in the future. Maybe difficult conversation wasn't the right word. It becomes a difficult conversation if you don't do the proper consultation the first time. And there's tools available to you. I mean, I know within our company, we have tools that we provide our stylists, our estheticians, consultation forms that if you're uncomfortable actually verbalizing it, write it down and give it to them. And that takes away some of that pressure. So utilize the tools that are provided for you. They're there for a reason.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of systems, and I think that that helps and that matters. And that's something that I think helps a lot of people start to grow their business in a foundational way.
Because great habit to start for both the service provider, whether they offer nails for us, skincare, hair, massage. The client then knows the expectation from the provider when you set it right from the beginning. So they know, again, when I did, you know, I had the same clients over and over. They knew my whole routine when they sat down. They knew I was going to talk about what's happening at home. What's happening at home? What are we here to do today? They knew what they were going to go home with and what the plan was for the visit. So the earlier on that the service provider can set that foundation with the client, it's just much easier. So we are going back to basics, talking about these things when we have artists come in, whether it's med spa training or salon training, we always have the artists talk about consultations, how to talk to the client at home care, because it's so important what the client's doing at home to get the result they want from us. And again, it doesn't matter skin, hair, nails.
Do you feel like you see the same trends happening between the med spa and the salon, or do you feel like it's completely different?
I feel like it's pretty different. I don't feel as though they follow the same pattern. Med spa right now, we are seeing increases in things like Botox, but we're seeing decreases in things like Juvederm. So we're seeing people going for more of the natural look by utilizing Botox versus the more extreme things like lip fillers and filler injections.
That's interesting.
And just med spa in general, we're seeing just more natural, more facials, not so much.
Less lashes.
Like less for lashes. Instance,
people coming in for full sets of lashes, they might just do like a natural lash versus a full set of lashes. So we're definitely seeing things going back to a more natural look.
Oh, I like that.
Tints, we're doing a lot more lash tints rather than lash extensions. So the lash tints make it, you know, give the appearance of a fuller, thicker look. So we're definitely seeing that trend per se start to take place.
I just saw that thin eyebrows are coming back. The eyebrows from the 90s. There was an article I was reading saying that thin eyebrows are coming back.
Thank God.
Did you think of Ashley?
Did you think of me right away?
You know what I thought of? I thought that I hope the people that, you know, follow this trend now do it in a way that their brows eventually come back. Because I feel like in the 70s, there was a very pencil thin look of the brow. Then again in the 90s, early 2000s. And now we're seeing it again. But, you know, those generations that followed that trend in the past, they've had to get, you know, tattooed brows. And so I hope that there's a safer, I'll use that word safer, way of doing it this time so that, you know, when the trend goes back to a fuller brow, they're not left browless.
Yes, definitely the thinner brow. So I'm curious, I just started seeing this. So we offer brow laminations. I feel like that's going to be more of the way to go because it's just a softer, natural look. And you can, if you go with that thinner brow line, we can go in and color it in,
move the hair up.
The shaping will be, the lamination comes into play with the shaping. So you can get like a nicer shape on that thinner brow. And then we use tint with it as well. So I feel, I'm anxious to see if our numbers, if we start to see a movement in that, because we, that was a big push a couple years ago. So I feel like it's going to go in that direction with more lash tinting, brow tinting, laminations, clinical facials, things like that.
Are you seeing lasers still like really trending upward?
Laser hair reduction, we do really, really well with. Like Ashley mentioned, definitely the bikini transition into laser hair reduction. It's such an easy one. We see clients jumping on that. Underarms is such a great laser hair reduction area. Like who wants to shave their underarms?
No.
Never. Like get rid of it. Just get rid of it. So it's definitely a constant flow of new clients. Like you need new clients because once we, you know, once the hair's reduced to, you know, optimal result, which we can get, you know, most of the time. And then we have some touch-up appointments, you know, after the initial session. It's definitely just referrals, getting new clients in. The KTP laser, which covers a bunch of different modules for face, neck, arms, legs, what we can do with the technical names. Heather is probably going to be very disappointed in me if she listens to this, that I don't know these, but any kind of pigmentation issues, any kind of, you know, raised red, like little, they're not called skin tags. Again, I don't know
what you mean.
I don't know the technical name.
I've seen those. I think I have like.
They took care of everything. They had so many little things on my neck and face that, again, it's a couple session appointment. We are seeing an increase with that. Because once we get the skin, you know, properly cleansed and we're using different enzymes during our facials, if the client does, if they choose to go into chemical peels, I'm a big fan of chemical peels. It's such little downtime. We can pair those chemical peels with the KTP laser in conjunction and you really get optimal result. So then when we start to get everything to the surface, then we can get rid of it from that surface layer. So again, it's definitely a transition with clients. It's a journey, it's consultations, and then just coming up with that journey and how we want to space it out. And it's customized for every single client. We can now offer with that machine anything from an eyebrow wax to an injection and everything in between. So anything you want done, we can do, non-surgical.
That's amazing. I mean, the med spa has come a long way. Like it's definitely come a long way. It's, you've grown, you, yourself, the team, everyone has, you've all together grown the med spa in so many ways. So what has been like your biggest, when you can look back, I know that it's been a lot of work, but when you can look back, like what's your biggest, like it puts a smile on your face, your achievement?
For me, the growth of staff, just the amount of staff we were able to grow at each location, and then watching each staff member transition to starting with wax, your facial waxing, your body waxing, and our level one facial. Like this is the facial we try to start every client. It's a cleansing facial. And then the client comes in, it's like, okay, they have concerns, and it's stuff that client has a concern about. Knowing that we can now address all those concerns. and watching the esthetician who didn't have all the tools to now say, I got you. I can help you. I don't have to send you elsewhere. We can keep you here and we can do all of it. The excitement that they have and the passion that they have to customize a treatment plan for every single client that walks in the door.
That's awesome.
I think one of the coolest things, and it has nothing to do with me, I'm by no means taking credit for this, one of the things I'm really excited about this year is that we had an esthetician that started with us, 10 plus years ago as an esthetician. And she started as a new esthetician out of school, and she worked, through becoming an esthetician, a very busy one. And then she decided to take the next step and she went to nursing school and she learned to be a nurse. And then in turn, now she can provide injections. So I think just that whole journey of watching somebody go through that the possibility is there. I think that is so cool. That is so cool. Cause I'm sure back when she first signed up for aesthetic school, that was nowhere on her radar. And then she, started that journey and that's where it took her. I mean, that to me is freaking awesome.
Oh yeah. I love it. And I love that there's opportunities like that in the company for an individual to grow in any kind of direction that they want. It is really neat to watch that.
And being able to do all of our training mostly in-house with the two doctors that we have. One specializes in injections. So it was great to have in-house training. So when we transitioned 4 years ago with medical directors, we had to rely on our outside sources, where now we have, because of the experience we have within and with bringing in a secondary doctor that could really handhold this esthetician through the process. And she's just like over the moon with what she's doing now. And like, this is her passion. And like, again, she started with eyebrow waxings and facials, and she still does those. All of our estheticians that offer all of our treatment services or advanced skincare, they still have their clients that come in for the eyebrow wax and the facials. So those are definitely, things they still offer. So just watching her and the passion that she has. And now she's moving on to her next module of injectables. So it's awesome to watch her grow like that.
It is awesome. What's next? Like, what are you guys thinking about in the future, in like the next year or so?
So we do have an 8th location opening sometime late 2024, early 2025. So we will start really ramping up for that, getting ready to get the med spa, off the ground running there. So that's the big thing, I think, on my radar. Also, we're always looking at what new services we can add. We do have a wish list of things we'd like to bring in that we're constantly referring back to. So, stay tuned, because we could bring in some really new and exciting things within the next year.
Strengthening the staff that we have. We like to offer a lot of training, and making sure that the staff has what they need and they feel as though, we go over the top with training, again, salon and med spa, we go over the top with all of our training. So getting vendors back in, we have great relationships with all of our vendors. So again, just training, making sure that we're optimizing all the tools that we have.
Awesome.
And I think when you talk about training, that's something that's really important for people to hear, that, you could have a service provider, stylist, esthetician that's been with our company for 40 years and they still show up for classes. They still go to the training session, even if it's a service that they've been providing for 40 years. We don't need to recreate the wheel with these trainings, but it's good to stay on top of your craft. And it also keeps you excited, whether you realize it or not at the time, going to those trainings, going to those classes, it builds excitement. It makes things fresh for you again. And I think that, sometimes people don't give that enough credit. You have to stay honed in on your skill set.
Yeah. We had a very well-known artist that was in this week. I had owners reaching out to me. I had staff. I had one owner that was like, I've never heard this much feedback. It was so great. again, personality of the artist as well as skill sets, really important with our staff, with the amount of education that we offer. So it's just really cool when the staff gets so excited. And this location specifically, this owner's been with us for probably close to 15, 20 years. The staff members that were coming back to her, to Ashley's point, were our 10 plus year stylists that if they go to 10 classes a year, they've been to 100 classes at this point. If my math's right, 10 times 10, 100. Yeah, they've been to lots and lots and lots, and they're still excited. They were elated to tell her like how great it is. So the owner's like, you have to bring him back in. So it's a definitely must artist. You know, we also see that on the med spa. We're getting traction now. Again, we keep our relationships with the vendors. We're constantly talking to them, and you know, there's always something new. So you have to keep up with it. You have to spend your time at night. I, you know, try to limit my time on social media, but it's like in your face with all the new things. So it's like, how do you weed through like what's new and is going to, you know, last in, or what's new and it's just going to be here for like 6 months. So again, just constantly doing research on things and creating that relationship with vendors because they all know each other. So MedSpa had an amazing opportunity a couple weeks ago with some national trainers for microneedling and hydrofacials and constantly training with the lasers to just be the best and be on top of, you know, what they need to be doing for the client.
Yeah. Oh, it's, that's so important because that's what sets you apart from everyone else. Thank you.